Freedom is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The government is in trouble.
You're all a bunch of slaves. Bunch of slaves.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of me?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
My name is S.M. Gibson, and this is Anti-Media Radio. It is October the 18th. It's a Tuesday. We got 20 days until the election. And guess what? It's all rigged. It's all a big scam. This is an absolute joke. Like, I'm finally fed up with this. It's now, I guess, the trendy thing to do to, well, Trump's so bad that it's clearly we're going to go with Hillary here. Look, I'm not telling anybody to vote for Donald Trump. I'm certainly not going to do it. I don't know what to do. I don't have an answer for you. If you're listening to me to get an answer, you're listening to the wrong show. But I'll tell you right now, the answer is certainly not Hillary Clinton. If you think it is, you're a complete moron. You've bought into the hype. You've bought into the propaganda. All you need to do is go on Twitter, type in hashtag Podesta emails 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Email leaks. Just of John Podesta. We literally have an email where they are joking about WetWorks. For those of you who do not know, WetWorks is code for assassination. At a vineyard, coincidentally, 3 days before Justice Scalia passed away at a vineyard, no autopsy performed. Supreme Court Justice. Was it a joke? Was it a coincidental joke? I don't know. I can't tell you what happened. But someone somewhere with the power to investigate should certainly be paying very close attention to that. Let's forget about the fact that Qatar gives Bill Clinton $1 million for his birthday. In these exact same email leaks, it says that Qatar, along with Saudi Arabia, is funding ISIS. Guess what? Saudi Arabia owns everybody. Giving Hillary Clinton tens of millions of dollars. So please spare me the, yeah, but Trump. Look, yeah, Trump's terrible. I get it. But if you really believe that piling on top of what the media is telling you to pile on top of is the answer, you're not paying attention. You're just going along with it. You're giving what they fed you. I'm going to go ahead and go to our co-host for the evening, Mr. Shannon Madden. Shannon, what's up?
What's going on, Mr. Gibson?
Pretty tired. I'm frustrated.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around right now. But the problem is a lot of people are frustrated and they don't really, it's so misplaced. It either has to be a either or situation.
Right.
You either think Hillary's evil, but Trump's okay, or you think that Trump is evil, but Hillary's okay. And I don't know how anybody can look at either one of these two people and think that they're fit to lead lead as the president of the United States. It still just confounds me, particularly with all of the massive, massive amount of information now that we've had literally dumped in the WikiLeaks dump onto the American public. And I mean, there's been a collective yawn about the whole thing. And that is just, I mean, that's truly amazing.
Russian! You're a Russian! That's the tagline now. Hashtag, you're a Russian. Oh, if you go along with it, it's Russia. Give me a break. People are falling for it. Look, Russia.
Yeah, well.
Look, Russia's not the end-all, be-all. Russia's not the great, whatever. It doesn't make Russia good. That's the mentality that everybody, like what you were just saying, Shannon. It's, well, it's either or. Oh, so you don't like Trump, huh? So you must love Hillary. Or you don't like Hillary, then you're all in for Trump. It's the same with what we're talking about, Russia, United States. I'm not defending Putin, certainly not. Look, that guy is not perfect. Russia's not perfect at all. I don't live in Russia. I live in the United States. And I can tell you right now, the United States is messed up. It's a criminal organization from top to bottom. And the fact that they've been caught doing all this stuff red-handed. The media, by the way, is completely, completely just a PR firm for the government at this point. Just a PR firm. You've got Jake Tapper from CNN emailing John Podesta about, well, how should I handle this situation? Do you understand the implications of that?
Yep. I do, but apparently the general American public that's out there politicking for one candidate or the other does not.
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and bring on Kevin Knight as well. Kevin, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Well,
I agree. I'm just listening. I agree with it all. You guys are right.
That's wise.
But, I think there is a huge segment of the American public right now that believe exactly how we do. They see it from both angles. And let me tell you something. This did not happen overnight. This didn't happen because of Republican or Democrat. This happened because of the people, greed, human nature. It's been intertwined with our government for years. From Lyndon Johnson, geez, even JFK. Look, none of these people were saints. Nixon, give me a break.
He's not a crook, though. Remember that.
Right.
He told us that on national TV, so if he told us that, then it must be true. He is not a crook.
But look, if you look at just Johnson and Vietnam, look, this did not start yesterday. But it seems like the past 16 years since 9/11, it's out of control. 15 years, I guess, now. But, or since Bush took office, because of the Gore-Bush election, the state of Florida. Look, I'm certainly no Al Gore fan, farthest thing in the world from it. But he won the election. I mean, that's just what happened.
And we're headed for a repeat of that, too. That's my fear. As much as I hate both candidates, like I know you guys do as well, it looks like I can imagine we're going to see a repeat of the O2 situation. Where Hillary
Clinton. Guys, come on now. There's already contingency plans in place for that sort of thing.
No, I think you're happen- right. I think you're right. I tell you what, before you go to that, Shannon, I think you're right, Kevin, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Trump will win the popular vote. Unquestionable. Yep. Unquestionable, he'll win the popular vote.
Yep.
But, exactly. And.
So, how are we ever going to know that?
Oh, it's going to be so overwhelming, it won't matter. Trump will win the popular vote. I get what you're saying.
How are we going to know that? I mean, so overwhelming.
I know
we're gonna cut on Fox, or we're gonna cut on NBC, and we're gonna see whatever numbers they want to put up.
That's true. I don't disagree with that sentiment, but I'm telling you, it's gonna be huge, no pun intended, with Trump. But people are gonna be coming out of the woodwork for him. She doesn't have real support. She has fear support. People that are scared of Trump. That's only gonna go so far.
She has so much more than just real support. She doesn't need real support at this point. And I don't know if you watch that in the Democratic
election. Listen. I understand.
That burn ain't healed up yet.
I understand what you're saying. But I'm telling you.
You're assuming this is a fair election, that we're actually going to get the absolute truth on who's voting for who and the actual vote totals and this, that, and the other. We're going to get the same manufactured lie that we've gotten before. They're going to put whatever numbers up. They're going to spin it however they want to. And in response to what Kevin was saying a moment ago, that's what I'm kind of leading up to, is that this is not, you're not going to see a 51-49% vote. Between the two of them, the numbers are going to be skewed. So there's no question, no, you know, hashing it out among the delegates or in Congress or things like that. It's going to be very quick, very decisive. And unfortunately, guys, she's going to be put into office. You don't like it, and I damn sure don't like it, particularly with all the damning information that we've received just in the past couple months. Forget about all of the other stuff, the history that of Hillary Clinton that's led up to this moment. Just the stuff that we found out in the past few months is terrifying.
Past week, the past 2 weeks,
the like, past they, 2 days. Oh my god!
They should be okay. It's time to accept something. We have a presidential candidate that should actually be in prison.
Yep, along with her husband, I might add.
Well, I thought
he never got to make his trip.
And that's without getting into the charge of treason. There's the man.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're talking everything at every level. Okay. I've mentioned this before here on the show. Well, let's talk about Huma, her right arm. That woman is walking around with a $30,000 purse. She is the assistant to a government official. And she's walking around with a purse that costs more than most Americans make in a year. And you, what planet do you live on? If you think, yeah, this is okay. And they just laugh at it. And either they've got two go-tos. Well, that's a conspiracy. Or Russia did it. And that's new. It used to be Muslim terrorists, 9/11. They'd scream 9/11 at everything. Well, that got played out. But now it's Russia. And yet there's Americans, there's people, human beings walking around that go, yeah, well, you know, Russia released that, so it really doesn't matter. They've all admitted that they're real. In one way or another, they've been admitted. Glenn Thrush for Politico was named multiple times in the Podesta leaks because he was emailing John Podesta to get OKs on his stories, because guess what? Politico is nothing but a PR firm for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party.
Ding.
And this guy has got the audacity to go on Twitter and defend himself. But at the same time, I don't know how people are buying it. I just don't get it. The media is selling this. Look, Jake Tapper's name. Go through, there's media organizations named from top to bottom here as being go-tos. And they're like, no, you know, we're just sending them our stories. We're just, you know, getting fact checks. They're just saying words. They're just saying words. They've been caught red-handed. There is an email, as I said at the top of the show, about a Supreme Court justice, possibly, maybe, who knows, you know, how that goes, assassinated. That's crazy.
So, you having said all of the things you just said, and you still want to suggest that this is going to be a fair, honest election? Are you serious?
Okay, when have I ever said it's going to be? It's not. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. When every single person at the poll is going to be, she can pay for bots on the internet, they're only going to have a bus full of people to take around town. Now,
from what I've seen of the work of her bots on the internet, she needs to spend a little bit more of that money. I'm just saying.
Well, I understand. But the popular vote, I do think is going to go for him. She don't have support. She doesn't. She's got some people that were paid off. And she's got some people that are voting out of fear. And it's not only fear, it's more of a, I'm going to go along with the popular hip thing because no sane person would go in for Trump. Well, fair enough. I don't disagree with that. If you think, well, Hillary's better, you're a moron. You're an idiot. You're an idiot if you think Hillary Clinton's better in any way, shape, or form. Just the no-fly zone that Hillary wants to do. Just that alone, which would drag us into war with Russia, which guess what that turns into? Nothing good.
War with China, which actually in the WikiLeaks, I don't know if you guys saw that she actually, it was a comment about Japan. I think one of you guys actually may have been the ones that actually have, whose page I saw it, but she mentioned encircling China and claimed that the U.S., sarcastically discovered Japan. So she's not just got her sights set on Russia, but China as well.
She's a psychopath. But you have to remember that Hillary Clinton is a team of people. It's not just Hillary Clinton. They're writers. They're giving her positions. They're framing her positions and handing them to her for her to read. I wish, I am begging anyone that has access to the internet to go on Twitter and just go hashtag Podesta email and pick a number 1 through 11 and just start scrolling. They should be in prison. It's not even kind of questionable. The FBI, Comey, has helped cover this up. The media has helped cover this up. People they believe polls, the media. It's all a big lie. It's a PR firm. Money talks. And these people have a lot of money. Again, Huma's walking around with a $30,000 purse, and she is an assistant to a public official. Think about it. Everybody's been bamboozled. Yeah. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the French monarchy didn't see it coming either. And, you know, would you imagine in 2008 when this stuff happened, in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected, you know, I remember it seemed like, you know, there was a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety about the whole situation. And a lot of us didn't think that he would get reelected. Did you ever think that this year, to me, it just seems like, here in the last few weeks, and I have to say a lot of it is because of WikiLeaks, all this stuff coming forward, it just seems so much. I mean, this whole affair just reeks of corruption. Not that every election hasn't, but it just seems to have multiplied so much more than what we saw from the media complicity in 2008 and 2002 and every other year election in between. I just never thought it would get to this point.
I think a lot of it's a testament from the advance in technology, at least on an everyday basis, from 2008 to now. I mean, in 2008, we didn't all have our phones in our hands 24 hours a day like we do now. We weren't living on social media like we do now. The emails and the scale wouldn't have existed like this 8 years ago to this level. And again, it's technology that's better because we're talking about email leaks. And, well, if you, Russia. Again, Russia did it. Yeah, what a joke.
Yeah, and you know, it really does. And I'm glad you brought it up earlier because, again, I still don't understand why this isn't on the hearts, minds, and tongues of every single American that's heard about this. But, you know, that's kind of the way that they do business. I mean, you know, you throw enough information at people, correct and incorrect, true and false. And eventually people are just going to, as soon as some more information comes, they're like, hey, whatever, I want to watch some Kardashians, you know?
I'd like to speculate also. There's one of you guys mentioned a minute ago about, you know, basically this should be much bigger than what it is to the American public. But, you know, we've got people that even after World War One, World War Two, Korean War, and so forth, you know, there's a contingency of Americans that lived through those wars, and they hated their enemies. And even after the war was done, they would go to their grave hating their enemies, or their enemies were who they saw as their enemies when they went to war. You know, I've noticed that there's some older, at least some of the older crowd, and even some of the Hillary supporters that are taking the "it's Russia" stance. They even some of the older libertarian people that I know that I'm really kind of surprised about that are taking the stance are seeing Russia, and I think they're kind of being a little bit colorblinded by, you know, the Cold War and America's past relationship with Russia, and it's unfortunate that is colorblinding so many people, and that's only one of several different reasons. But I see it as definitely as an issue. It's hard to get around, and it's easy to say you're a Russian because that's what they're playing on.
It's the new boogeyman. It's the new Osama bin Laden. It's an, you know, that's what
it's
it
a
is.
It's a throwback to a different time when it was still in the minds of some Americans that are still existing today is the Soviet Union. You know, the communist boogeyman. So yeah, no, I'm not surprised. We're going to see more of it. Do you think we're going to come to? You think this is going hot?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Do you think it'll matter if Trump or Hillary's elected? If it will actually depend on that?
I don't. That's a good question. There's so many question marks with him. Like I trust him at such, you know, a negative level. I don't know with him. There's part of me that says, maybe, and there's part of me that's like, nah, never, you know, we'll go to war immediately. With her, we're going to war. Definitely. One way or another. No question. Like, she's the...
Well, and, you know, we've had this conversation for, you know, for almost half the show now, and we hadn't even brought up Iran.
That's because we're living in reality. That's why we haven't brought up Iran, because Iran's using it as a talking point for people to spread war propaganda. Speaking of war propaganda, please let me hit on a story we've got on the front page of the antimedia.org right now. The Pentagon may have just retaliated against a totally imagined attack. Three times now, the United States with a naval vessel, the USS Mason, is come under attack, okay? That's the reports. There were missiles fired at the USS Mason. But the Pentagon says we're actually still assessing this claim, maybe, possibly, it was faulty radar. Here's the kicker. The United States has already retaliated for something that may have not even happened. And they're like, oh no, that was completely justified though, guys. They've started shooting rockets, missiles, which they have already been doing via Saudi Arabia for a while, into Yemen, on the coast. And it's okay. We've got all this other stuff to talk about. The United States literally just started bombing people, your tax dollars, over something that, yeah, may have been faulty radar all three times. First off, if the missiles were only so close that you're just acknowledging them on radar, that wasn't much of an attack to begin with. And the Pentagon, which we know that the U.S. government will stand by a lie, are like, maybe not. Not positive. That pretty much tells you it probably didn't even happen to begin with. And yet, we've retaliated because of that. That also leads me to, we're talking about having a cyber retaliation against Russia for these leaks, which nobody knows it had anything to do with. Again, there was a person that worked for the DNC named Seth Rich, who was magically robbed and killed, yet nothing was taken from him. Julian Assange has already hinted at the fact that he was possibly the leak. Also in the leaks, you'll learn there was a leak inside the Clinton Foundation. His name was supposedly Justin. It was in an email from Chelsea Clinton. Is that related? Not related? No idea. And yet people just keep buying the propaganda. I don't know what to do. You know, I wish I could sit here and have this great clairvoyant answer of, okay, well, here's the problem and here's your answer. It's not that simple. I don't know. I'm with you. I can tell you I stand 1,000% by nonviolence. Other than that, I don't know. What do you do?
Well, I can tell you what the United States government does is there was actually a story that popped up earlier today that was immediately dismissed as trash by a lot of people that read it. I believe it was the Daily Kos, Daily KOS, one of those little clickbait sites. And apparently they had reported that Julian Assange was being investigated for apparently grooming an 8-year-old girl online to do nasty things online and send him pictures and videos of it and this, that, and the other. That story, since we found out about it, actually talked about it for a minute and then went back to look at it a little bit further, the story has already been taken down by them. That apparently was the beginning of a smear campaign. My opinion is, yes.
Real quick, just so you know, that's not a clickbait site. That's like a very popular political website leads to the left. So they would be spewing propaganda. That's definitely no clickbait.
Well, they threw it up so quick without doing really too much background on it and immediately had to take it down. If you go to try to look it up now, which you can Google it. But there's also a couple other sites that actually picked it up and ran with it. What do I know? But it seemed like the very beginning of a smear campaign against Julian Assange right out of the gate. And the story was, it was so convoluted when you read it, it didn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Well, that story's been going around. They're accusing him of that now. They've cut off his internet access because they threatened Ecuador with sanctions. And in fairness to Ecuador, they have gone above and beyond for Julian Assange. So it's not like I think people just need to have this complete hate in the direction of Ecuador right now because of that. Because the United States people need to remember we're threatening them. Another thing I want to point out real quick. Everybody says WikiLeaks. Oh, they're hackers. They're hacking this information. No, that's not true at all. They've been given this information, and they're turning over information that will not be reported by the media because they're all in bed together. Actually, the information that they are turning over is showing just that we've been screwed. A possible motivation for Julian Assange could be the fact that, for whatever reason, Hillary Clinton is not a fan of Julian Assange. Now, a lot of politicians, even Trump, has come out and said, you know, assassinate Snowden, this and that and the other. But it shows in these leaks, look, she's talked about droning the guy. And it was kind of said like, ah, ha, ha, ha. But, you know, first off, we all know her track record of killing people, but in the dialogue, it doesn't seem like she was kidding so much. Also, the Goldman Sachs features everybody wanted to read, those are out. She's all in favor of fracking, yet she says differently. She claims also she has a public position on things and a private position on things. I don't think that's too scandalous, because if you don't realize that, then I would feel really sorry for you. But Do either one of you foresee once the 12th comes out, part 12, supposedly part 12 in the final part of the Podesta emails, do you think there's just going to be a complete game changer in there? I don't know how we hadn't already seen multiple game changers, but again, you know.
I was speaking with a guy at work who is fairly, you know, he pays attention. Conservative guy, is going to vote Republican, but generally doesn't really care. You know, he's listened to me gripe and complain for the last 8 to 12 years about all this different stuff. So he's not completely ignorant to everything that goes on, but he raised a question in reference to WikiLeaks, and I mentioned something about Podesta. You know, he said, basically, here's one of the problems, that there's so many leaks being released. He said, at this point, you know, how many people are really keeping up with all the stories that are coming out? You know, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm sure that, and he obviously was, I guess he thought he was going to offend me, but for some reason it was, yeah, I know, I'm sure you're paying attention to it, and, you know, and the guys that you're around, and, you know, and other people that keep up with political stuff, but, you know, the general public that first heard about this stuff, he said, you know, they're not really shocked by any of this stuff anymore, and it's kind of going over their heads, and I kind of fear that. I feel that's something we may have to contend with. So to answer your question, no, I think if we were going to have a game changer, I think the game has either already been set. I just don't see enough momentum at this point for it to be swayed. I mean, what could possibly be worse than the cumulative knowledge of everything that we've seen released so far?
I think it's you're right about that. I don't know what they're going to do if it comes out, which I think it's very feasible, that there is a direct tie from a Clinton-led State Department to funding ISIS directly. I think that's a possibility, legitimately.
But so many people know that already. I mean, how many people will be surprised?
I know. I don't think it will be a huge... It shouldn't be a gasp. Certain people will, of course. But, you know, that... I don't know what it could be past that, and that's pretty bad.
I think
as it gets.
I could see one thing, and I doubt we'll see this, but just for as an example, can you imagine if somebody from Hillary Clinton's entourage was directly tied to the murder of Scalia beyond just discussion of what we've seen so far?
That will never happen.
I know it wouldn't.
Not the kind of money she's got. She can hire outside for that sort of thing, I'm sure.
Oh, I agree completely. But I mean, you have to wonder what could possibly, when Julian Assange is talking about the magnitude of this last leak, that, you know, that's the kind of thing that if we saw that, I think that would be what rocks the nation enough that literally it puts her in the ground. We won't
Who
see that.
Is Hillary Clinton's Doug Stanhope? That's an interesting question.
Huma. I don't know.
But no, Doug got his hands dirty now. Come on, think about it.
I bet she does too. But
what question did he pose?
Who is Hillary Clinton's Doug Stanhope from Doug Stanhope from House of Cards, Frank Underwood's right hand man?
It's Huma. There's an email in there that says she directs her movements, her fun, and her life. The emails have it spelled out very clearly. Huma does everything for her. She is Hillary, basically. They're working hand in hand. So 100%, that's Huma. No question. But she's got she's got a big team. And then you get into the whole media aspect, the same side of things. She's got a lot of people working for her directly or indirectly, and a lot of control on information. The problem you have on the other side, and Donald Trump or InfoWars, Alex Jones, that whole thing, is the message that they're spreading against this is so unhinged. Are they all in it together? Is it that convoluted? I mean, it certainly is, because you can't tell. Are they all in it together and they're just controlled opposition? Is it genuine people trying to fight against something and they just I mean, they seem like crazy. They seem like, you know, it's a little unhinged to me. It's all I'm saying.
It is unhinged, but I tend to believe that part of me, at least a small part of me, tends to believe that any disorder and any discredit of the state, especially the state in its present form, is good no matter how. You know, there's going to be people that get pissed off, riled up, fired up, and they'll fall by the wayside. But there'll be other people that come along and and grab on to ideologies and fight for things for a long time. And I think that's what needs to happen. And you know, with this state and not just here, of course, but I'm sure other countries are going through it as well. You know, where does this end? I mean, I mean, we're on a fast pace. You guys mentioned it earlier, starting with Bush, it seems like all this stuff is speeding up. We're pretty much screwed no matter who we get. But if clearly Clinton gets in there, like Shannon believes she will, I mean, this is going to be much more frightening than anything that we've ever seen under Barack Obama. We're going to wish Barack Obama was back in office.
Oh, I certainly think that. I mean, I think his numbers are up right now. He's at like got a 55% approval rating, and of course, it's just because of the comparison of this.
Right.
How can anybody see who's about to become president and not already start missing Barack Obama? And I've never, ever, ever, ever been a fan of Barack Obama, but just his demeanor compared to what we know about Hillary Clinton and what Donald Trump is, you know. And I think part of it to do, you know, is, well, we've survived Obama. You know, healthcare has been bad. There's been a lot of baddies bombed, at least 8 countries that we know of, and against Bush's 4.
Wasn't he supposed to declare a dictatorship and and announce the elections null and void right after Jade Helm, which I guess he's still got a plan to do that, right?
When's Jade Helm supposed to happen again?
Do what?
When's it supposed to happen again?
I keep checking. I guess it's right either right before or right after Nibiru is officially announced.
Fair enough. But here's the thing, though, is those things, you know, people really start buying into it, and it doesn't turn out to be the case, but you have people screaming conspiracy on all this other stuff, and they just tie it in all together, and they think it's all the same thing.
Anything contrary to, you know, what's being belched out of the mainstream media is going to be branded conspiracy. When I start talking about not only some of the misdeeds and misgivings from Donald Trump, and then in the same paragraph start talking about the misdeeds and misgivings of Hillary Clinton, people, I mean, that just fries their brains. They're like, who is this guy? There's absolutely no argument, because it's all automatically a reflective, oh, well, you're a Trump supporter, or, oh, you're a Hillary supporter. No, I support neither one of them. Yeah. Okay, well, then you're a Gary Johnson supporter. No, not really. No.
That's even if they've even heard that there's a third option.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, too, we haven't even talked about, there's some chitter-chatter about Jill Stein supporting Donald Trump. Has anybody heard about that?
No.
No, I think that's because she came out and said that, listen, Donald Trump is pretty much morally reprehensible of a candidate, but Hillary Clinton is definitely going to lead us to World War III. Like, she's pretty adamant about that and hard.
Right, Jill Stein, because Jill Stein's obviously on some level paying attention to what's going on, and that's exactly what I've said multiple times during the course of this show, is, look, Donald Trump is what Donald Trump is, and he is what he is. And I'm certainly not going to defend him, but people need to understand what Hillary Clinton is, and the people that are just pretending like, well, that guy's a lunatic. Yeah, he is. You're right. You got to wake up. You got to wake up if you think she is a better option. I don't know the answer. I can't.
Well, the answer for me is there is no good option. There really isn't. And I'm sorry. I'm curious to get both of y'all's take about where you think the actual voting population, how many people are going to go to the polls?
How many people realize they have to already be registered to vote for the most part? Or even registered to vote, will register to vote.
Everybody, I register to vote. I'm making sure that my candidate's voice gets heard in the great state of Alabama. Vermin Supreme, you're the boot.
Watch. It'll be just a few more days. We got a little bit longer time, and it'll start popping up on Facebook. Hey, can anybody tell me where my polling station is? Can anybody tell me if it's too late to register? I want to vote Trump.
You're probably right. You're probably a.
I guarantee you. So many people are so pumped up to be trendy for Trump without knowing squat about his policies. It's easy to be a fan of Trump these days. It's hard, at least where we're at here in the South, and most of a lot of the areas that we occupy, to be a big Hillary supporter. I don't see him at all whatsoever. But it's easy. You can't go anywhere without seeing Trump stuff everywhere. Everywhere. Let's see how many of those signs are still up after the election.
I live in a different neighborhood, though. My neighborhood, it's the opposite. I'm probably...
You still got a lot of Bernie signs hanging around your neighborhood.
Right. That's
well,
right.
I actually, I speak... But in the general South, I just don't see any Hillary stuff. And I do. I know exactly where you are.
Because there's not any.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I mean, yeah, right.
There's not real Hillary support. I think it's grown a little bit out of fear against Trump. But I genuinely, if there was real Hillary support outside of the banks and the money, I get that. But people on the ground, if it existed, we would have seen it in the primaries, and it wasn't there. I posed a question.
Now over in Crestwood, you'll probably see a few Hillary signs over there. But you know.
Maybe now, but that's after Bernie was out.
Oh, yeah.
And I posed this question the other day to somebody. You go around your town. Do you see anywhere Bernie stickers, Bernie signs, Bernie anything? Still now, this long out from since he's been out of the race, do you see Bernie advertisements?
On the random back bumper, like I see InfoWars.
Yeah, like when you go up and down 280.
Every once
in a blue moon, you'll still see one. But, there's also probably about, I would say, 10, maybe 15 to 1 Trump stickers versus Bernie stickers. Right. That's everywhere throughout
our area. That's not the point I'm trying to make, though. The point I'm trying to make is do you see any Hillary stuff? Right, she's the one running with the nomination. So you see Bernie's stuff, but you don't see her stuff. Bernie had support. Bernie had real support. And I know, like, there's people that believe, whatever. I disagree with Bernie. I wasn't going to vote for Bernie. I didn't vote for Bernie. I don't think he was the answer for this country at all either. I think, you know, that was veering way too far left for me, but whatever.
He's an ideologue, and that was it. He knew he wasn't going to get elected, but he's doing his thing. He is a true believer, but he's not going to send us to war like Hillary Clinton's going to do.
I'll say this: I still, even though he has embarrassed himself and the way he's sold out, it's really sad. But I still have more respect for Bernie Sanders than I do her.
Just I don't have respect for either of them. To me, it's a zero. I understand what you're saying, though.
But I believe Bernie at one point was sincere, and this is so orchestrated on her end with what she's done just through the DNC to rig it for herself through the key components that she's had with Tim Kaine and Washington Schultz. You know, it's just two completely different things. He sold out. Because he had to. He wasn't given a choice.
You might consider urinating on him to put him out if he was on fire.
Right.
As opposed to the opposite, obviously. I know it's kind of blunt. But, it's a love-hate relationship. I completely understand what you mean about it. He does have a tad more respect. He's a true believer, and I think that's why. If I have any respect for him, it's because he's a true believer
in what he says. And obviously, unlike Hillary Clinton, that we know obviously from the WikiLeaks releases, is not any kind of really true believer of any kind of really hard stance about anything, apparently.
You know, and look, nothing's going to be – Trump's just so unpredictable. Who knows what's going to happen? And I don't – like, that's why I'm just like, what do we do? Because we're at that position. We're between a rock and a hard place. What do we do? Somebody in Congress, somebody somewhere, stand up and be like, okay, this is enough? You who's in that powder. But no, I don't think anybody's in that position. I don't think anybody has the real authority to do that other than the people. And through the use of social media, we can do that. We are about to, upcoming, have No War with Russia rallies. We saw the exact same thing about Syria at the end of 2000 or in the summer of 2013. You know, the people are the ones that can rise up. Their voice can be heard. I'm telling you, especially with the technology that we have. And we talk about this being rigged and all this. I'm telling you, if hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people call their congressman, they get freaked out and they're not going to do it because they want to stay in office. They want to keep the money flowing for the most part. And they don't want to risk not being there. So
here's the thing, it doesn't even necessarily take hundreds of calls. These congressmen, they literally want to hear from you, I believe. Or at least, excuse me, I say they want to hear from you. They would rather not hear from you, but they are severely, I think, affected by a small amount of people that are extremely passionate. I do agree with you. I do think it's possible. I hate that that's such an overlooked tactic to use. You know, there's so many people out there that bitch and complain, but that is the easiest way. I actually called Sessions' office the other day about the Iran deal, about the giving the money to Saudi Arabia, and had a discussion with one of the local talk show hosts over it. And after I called Sessions' office, I actually was surprised to get a call back, not from Sessions, but I did get a call back from his office. And they basically chalked it up to you know, that the U.S. would rather Saudi Arabia be the buffer between Iran that needs to, if there was needed to be one. So anyways, that's how they rationalized it. But the lady actually, and it's the same woman the first day that said she didn't really have any information about the situation at all, but she conceded on the call back that he was aware of even the ties to the suspected financing of the 9/11 hijackers. Sessions was. This is what Sessions answering girl said. So anyways, these people, I think you're right to stress that. Calls to senators, calls to congressmen, call them. I mean, it takes less time to call a congressman, a senator, than it does to type a post on Facebook that your friends are probably going to skip over and possibly unfollow you for anyways. You know?
Yeah. And you know, it's not like, oh, it's going to fix everything, and it could fall on deaf ears. That's a good possibility. But it's about the amount of people. If we all stand up together, that's how a difference is made. Because, again, it doesn't go back to this high moral thing. It goes back to these people's own selfishness. They want to stay in the job they have. They don't want people screaming down their throats all day. They get three calls a day. They never hear it. It goes to their answering service. What do they care? But if it's just repeated nonstop, they start getting paranoid and they go, okay, I got to do something because I got to stay where I'm at.
And they know they're going to come back home.
That's right.
It literally takes less time to aggravate these guys. You can easily make these guys' life hell. When they get used to certain callers calling, they learn your number, and it doesn't take long for them to actually voice an opinion. Put pressure on these guys. These assholes claim to speak for us. You know, occupy some of their time. If you've got 3 minutes to put their number in your phone on the drive home, like I said, it takes less time to make a phone call and to make a complaint than it does to make a post on Facebook.
It's true. And, you know, nobody cares what anybody has to say on Facebook anyway. It's either I completely agree with that and I'm going to like it, or oh, I can't believe that. And, you know, there's going to be some reaction, or you just scroll past it. But whatever. I think the problem is there's too much infighting amongst people. I think it's good, the good that social media has done, I think it's also been a hindrance, because I think people get caught up in these petty squabbles and they're just at each other's throats. I think that's such a problem with what's going on today, is that everybody is so, look, people are losing friendships over this election. Why? These people don't have you or your friend's best interest in mind. It doesn't matter what job you have. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what sex you are. It doesn't matter. These people are out for themselves. It's human nature. It's greed. It's a thirst of power. There's a few people. There is a few that do want to help, but they're so outnumbered, you know.
Thomas Massey, my boy.
That's it. That guy.
Dude, he's the dude, man. He's yeah. The guy.
Yeah, I like him, you know, but
he's still an asshole senator. Congressman.
Well, and he's also few and far between too, I'm afraid. For every Thomas Massey, there's, you know, 10 Jeff Sessions. Sorry.
Yeah, there are, but there's some, you know, Justin Amash, for his conservative, some of his right-leaning ideas I'm not too fond with. But, you know, he's they're at least, you know, it's baby steps. These asshole statists and these asshole authoritarians have been playing this long game for so long that if nothing more than playing defense, it's a little bit of defense, it's long overdue. You know, and defense doesn't have to be defense. It doesn't have to be a calculated. But it's got to be defense, and it's got to be pushed back against. So, it's. I think you're right, Mr. Gibson, when you say that everything is so fractured and that people are fighting, so much infighting. It's time to get together and say, "Hey, look, man, we've got a couple common goals here. Let's get at it." You know, hey, you're left on this, or we're right on this. If we don't get at it, it's really not going to matter. When that boot's stomping on your face, they're not going to differentiate between who you voted for in 2012 and 2008.
No, it's not going to matter at all. And I tell you another thing that's funny. You were talking about them being on the defense. Donna Brazile, that's another one in Hillary's camp. She came out with the defense of, and of course she's all up in the email leaks. But her excuse was, well, I'm not going to open anything from Russia. You know, I'm not going to dignify that. I'm not going to open it. You never know what could happen. And, you know, so she said she hadn't read any of it. Oh, did you see the thing on CNN where they were like, it's illegal for...
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was an implication, very heavy, but they said it's illegal to be in possession of stolen documents. Okay, first off, clicking on WikiLeaks isn't being in possession of stolen documents, so you're a moron. And second off, CNN, but we're in the media, so it's okay for us to look at it, and we'll tell you what's in it. Wow, the audacity. The all that, and people fall for it. People believe it. I don't want to get in trouble. Jim Morrison was right.
Well, me to break on through to the other side?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, he's not. Go back and listen to our intro.
Yeah, there is a clip of it on the intro of our show from
that everybody bitches about.
His buffoonish rant on the stage of Miami, Florida. But, yeah, pretty much sums up where we're at.
It didn't sound very buffoonish to me.
It sums up where we're at. Well, that's the world we're living in. We're living in an idiocracy. So,
man, I watched that movie the other day. It is so amazing how prophetic. That movie's 10 years old now, and it is amazing how prophetic that film is.
Hey, it's getting re-released also for the election, if I'm not mistaken.
In theaters, even. They're even talking. They're even planned a showing nationwide.
How awesome would it be if we just found out this entire election was a big marketing stunt for Idiocracy to be re-released in theaters? That would be a sigh of relief.
Does that mean Bernie gets to run again?
Too bad that's not what's happening. But, that would be great. Except... we'd get, you know, more of the same, whatever. So tomorrow night we've got the debate. How's that going to work out for everybody?
It's not going to work out for me because I'm not going to see it.
Well, you look. It's WWE. Enjoy the show. At least watch the show.
Well, if you're going to watch it, make sure you watch it on a network that does not advertise, preferably C-SPAN, PBS.
Yeah, C-SPAN, PBS.
Another debate?
Is it
another debate?
Yes.
Is it something?
Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Hey, real quick, can one of you guys remind me? I didn't get to catch the whole story, but I know the anti-media shared information about it, but apparently the Battle of Mosul is going to be, or is, televised. It's going to be live streamed. Did that already start?
Yeah, they've actually covered that. What little I had on CNN the other day, they were actually talking about it. What's basically going to happen, I think, is possibly they empty ISIS out of that region. The rumor is, according to Russian media, they are saying, the Russian media is saying that the United States has helped facilitate ISIS to get him into Syria to help fight against Assad. Whether or not that is true or that is Russian propaganda, it does appear that that is happening. That ISIS is leaving Mosul and going to Syria, whether or not the United States is helping them on their journey, who knows? Is that Russian propaganda? Is that the truth? I don't know.
Well, and to add to that, the claim to further, there was a step in between, a few steps, as you can imagine. The claim was that it was being officially handled by some representative of the Saudi Arabian government. So, like all cases, how the federal government tends to act, not just the U.S., but others as well. They're using a front group as the claim. So, there's a few steps in between there, but would it really surprise you at all?
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, we do know that ISIS is heading, they're moving and gravitating in that direction. We don't know how they're doing it. We don't know who's helping them. Russia says it's us. You know, how the United States is, what's going on? What's that? We don't know about it. But one thing, you were talking about Saudi Arabia. They're fighting side by side in Yemen right now. They've been funding what's going on in Yemen. Did y'all hear when the funeral was bombed, that the United States actually helped refuel the Saudi jets that bombed that funeral? Like, people need to understand that the Saudi government is just, they're working hand in hand with the United States. Policy wise, they're pretty, pretty, pretty close with each other. And yep. I know there's lots. Go ahead, Kevin.
Who is actually more influential in pulling the strings of the United States government now? Is it Israel? Or is it Saudi Arabia at this point?
I don't know who's pulling what strings. Are we pulling Saudi strings or the Saudis pulling our strings? I have no idea. But they're definitely walking closely together down this path they're on. That's for certain. I just don't know who's leading the way. And I know that there's going to be people say, well, we just passed, you know, we could sue them. Well, we also just passed, we gave them $1 billion in weapons, too. And there's something about that lawsuit that they went through over on Obama's veto that's always been questionable to me. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but when there's that many people, I tell you what, that's it for us. Anti-Media Radio. Nick will be back tomorrow night. We'll be back Thursday. Shannon, Kevin, Anti-Media Radio out.
Yo, I'ma let 'em know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.